from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Well, W Sauce, well, Bloody Mary mix. West style. Rob Tribble will approve, and Ron Tribble
and
approve.
Ron Tribble. I got to tell y'all, the three greatest Rons of all time all had mustaches. The three greatest Rons of all
Ron
time.
Ron Jeremy?
Well.
No, I don't think I would say that about him these days.
He fell off the wagon. Ron Swanson, Ron Burgundy, and Ron Washington.
I don't mind
all with
those
mustaches.
Three.
That's why you have a
good
mustache.
Those are Mount Rushmore.
That's a great trio,
Ron. Right there.
Yeah,
right?
All mustaches.
You done talking now?
No. Well, I can come up with something.
Better than Ron McDonald.
My segment.
Just keep poking the bear.
Ronald McDonald. And don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair.
It's not Robert Plant, it's Bob Plant. But anyway, go ahead.
Does he go by Bob?
No, he doesn't.
I didn't think so. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, it doesn't matter. Even if you need a fifth wheel like Mikael Johnson needs, you can call my boy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of
We Are the Nation.
Good Nation, baby. Anyways, couple of things. First off, I found the world's most expensive bacon. I'm at Gordon and I go to the stadium when we land, and we do the setup for the game. And then we meet Arch at the hotel, walk over, because we were in that harbor area of Baltimore. You hear a lot of sirens in Baltimore. You can tell why The Wire was filmed there.
Yeah.
And
they're just catching strays right now.
Yeah, they kind of deserve it. And anyways, and we walk over this place called, I think it's James Joyce Irish Pub. And, you know, walk in. They got a band setting up. We go to the outside. It felt pretty good out there at, 9 o'clock at night. So we go to the patio, look down, and there's a $19 burger anyways, right?
Most of them are nowadays.
So I look up on the options, and it says, add bacon. I'm like, man, I don't think there's a thing in this world that bacon doesn't make better. You could put bacon on a German chocolate cake, and I think it would make it better.
What about cereal?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. It's breakfast. All right, just check it. It's breakfast food anyways, ain't it?
All right.
Some bacon bits and my Cheerios. Giddy up. I look down, and it says, add bacon. I go, yeah, I think I'll add some bacon. $6.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to let us guess. I was like, I'm going to guess $5 or $6.
$6 to add a strip of bacon.
Was it thick cut at least?
Hell, I didn't find out because I was not paying $6 for maybe just a piece of bacon.
You don't get to expense that?
You think of per diem? Hand out the per diem?
Like, okay. I ain't even going into all that. I'm sure I could, but yeah, you know, there's limits on everything. It's not. The juice is not worth the squeeze, my friend. I would have spent. If it was a Friday night and we were home and we went to Cancun, I'd have spent at least $45. So I think that's what I ended up spending on three beers and a burger at that place. But anyways, neither here nor there. I just couldn't believe bacon was that expensive up north, or not even up north, maybe the East Coast there. I guess they don't have any pig farms in Maryland. But anywho, Tom Brady was at an NFL game this weekend. You know, he was at the Saints 49ers preseason game, but he wasn't on the call, which many people are confused about. Adam Admon and Mark Sanchez did the call. But they had Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady doing a practice game. This is the second one that I know that he's done. Before everyone gets up in arms, I have zero issues with it. I'm not sure if you guys do. I think it's a smart thing to do because, you know, Tom Brady being he was a cerebral player. So I know that he's a cerebral broadcaster.
He's going to be a lot better than Joe Montana was. Joe Montana's terrible. But Joe Montana's in the studio not doing play-by-play, but it just didn't register.
The thing for me is Brady has to let go, and I think he has since he retired, but he can't be uptight. He's got to let go. He's got to let you see some personality. I don't need the energy that Tony Romo necessarily brings, but to me, for Brady, I need to have the intelligence that he can bring of a football IQ with just a little bit of. That's why Arch is.
Give me an example.
A little bit of a reverence.
That's why I love Arch.
Yeah, but I don't think Troy Aikman shows too much personality.
But that's not who Troy Aikman is, and he works with a guy to me that has done a very good job of being somewhat straight laced himself with a little bit of sarcasm. I think it worked. I also think Troy Aikman is very sarcastic if you really listen to him, but. You know, you're competing with Tony Romo and Greg Olsen to me right now. I think Chris Collinsworth is terrible. I'm not a big Collinsworth fan. So I just need a little bit of personality. I think it could set Brady apart from just being football, football, football. Because I think he's going to be very good at that part.
I don't hate Collinsworth.
Collinsworth either. Yeah, a lot of people do, but I...
Not a Collinsworth fan, and then he bought that football focus crap, and we got to hear that moronic garbage that those people spew on a weekly basis on the internet and Twitter. So, yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
I think it just did.
Wow, you hate Collinsworth like Sean Connery's irrational hatred towards Alex Trebek on SNL.
Trebek.
Take your mother, swords. Trebek.
Swords for 10,000.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.